Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. Marks and Reese, if you're tuning in this time tomorrow, we have Only the Wins. So on Fridays at 4 o'clock, we have our series Only the Wins, where we play an Eagles game from the past. And, of course, it's only a win. Tomorrow will be the Eagles and Carolina Panthers 2017 Thursday Night Football game with Merrill and Mike on the call. And was really kind of the turning point, not the turning point of the season, but at least with me, Ike, I thought it was where I was still skeptical of the team. And after they won that game, I said, damn, this team can win a Super Bowl this year. And they ended up winning. So that's tomorrow at 4 o'clock, all the play-by-play at 4 o'clock. Elliot Short Parks joins us right now, our Eagles reporter and a big part of the Go Birds podcast. ESP, what is up?
I agree with you. I thought that win over Carolina was probably the best win of Wentz's career, and certainly a moment where I thought they were going to go all the way. So excited to listen to that one tomorrow.
Yep, it'll be a good one. First of all, we're talking TV crushes, Elliot.
Yeah, a week six game on Thursday night could never be the best win of Carson Wentz's career. Stop it.
I mean, hopefully it's not when the career's all over, but I think it's up there as of right now, wouldn't you say?
No, I wouldn't.
I mean, the Dallas one from last year is up there, I guess. Probably the best one. But I mean,
Green Bay on Thursday night. How many biggest games of his career did he win last year?
Only the one.
Last four.
Just the one that I said, yeah. Week 16.
What about the Green Bay game?
Yeah, that was a big one.
That was a big one. That was a big one. Wasn't the biggest of his career like the Dallas one was.
But right, week one this year will be the biggest game of his career, right? Got to get that first win to start the season. Elliot, your TV crush, your first crush growing up.
Man, back in the day. I mean, I'm sure everyone's going to say Topanga, but for me, yeah, it was Lizzie McGuire, Hilary Duff. That was mine from back in the day.
Wow, Hilary Duff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unexpected, but
yeah, that was unexpected.
I'm younger than you guys.
It's a good answer, though.
It is a good answer.
Jack said Topanga, and I almost thought he was too young to say that.
I still haven't
looked up
Topanga.
Kind of a basic answer, though. You know, everyone says that. I switched it up.
Yeah, that's the number one seed as far as people in that age bracket. All right, Elliot, I read listen, you're putting out some good content on 94WIP.com, and I read where you're more or less saying, like, hey, listen, everybody's expecting the Eagles to take a wide receiver at 21, but if you look back at the history of Howie Roseman, 9 years with Howie as the GM, he's used his first-round draft pick on a defensive end or an offensive lineman seven times, and the other two times that he didn't, drafted Wentz, and they traded out of the first round and ended up drafting Dallas Goedert. And you end with saying, more or less, don't be surprised if they take a defensive end. So, I mean, how would you handicap it right now? I agree with you. It almost looks too easy for them to take a wide receiver at this point.
Yeah, I think it's 50-50, if not maybe leaning towards defensive end. And look, that doesn't mean that's not what I would do. And I think the Eagles are aware they have a needed receiver, and that's certainly a possibility. But history shows how he values certain positions when it comes to premium assets. He's never drafted a skill position player in the first round. And last year he used a two on Arcega-Whiteside. But outside of that, he's not used a ton on receivers either. And I think when you look at the long-term need at both positions, I think right now the need is bigger at receiver. But even defensive end, I mean, they have Brandon Graham. But outside of that, Derek Barnett has been a disappointment. And then there's really nothing after that. So defensive end is also a bigger need, and especially down the line with Brandon Graham potentially not being back in 2021, I think you can make the argument it's a bigger need when you also consider it's a more important position. So if they're sitting there at number 21 and Lamb is gone, Ruggs is gone, Judy's gone, maybe even Jefferson, I think they could legitimately take a defensive end there.
Who are you liking there?
To So that's the tough spot. I don't really like any of the guys that much that would be available. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you look at a guy like Yamor Gross-Matos out of Penn State, you know, a name that would probably send the Eagles fans into a panic if they took him over a wide receiver. But
I'm one of them.
Tall, real long arms, had a productive year, great athlete, more of a project, I would say, than someone that could contribute right away. But he's really quick off the line, which Eagles really like. And then A.J. Epenesa out of Iowa, another name I probably butchered. But people see him as more of a 3-4 inside defensive end.
Right.
Really big guy, not as mobile, which would have me a little bit concerned. Right. He's not as athletic, but right. He would make sense at 21 there. But like I said, if those top four receivers off the board, I'm not sure there's a natural pick at receiver at 21 that they would view as good value.
Yeah, I think I may lose my mind if they draft one of these guys, one of these defensive ends in the first round. I mean, listen, if Clavon Chaisson falls to you, that's fine because he's more like a top 15 ranked player. If he falls to you at 21 because the quarterbacks and other positions jump up there, this kid falls to you, I can understand that. But I think Gross-Matos is a reach. Like you said, he is a project. I obviously watched him his entire career at Penn State. I think he can be a nice player. I just don't think he brings to the table what one of these receivers would bring to the table right now. And A.J. Epenesa, dude, you never take a defensive end out of Iowa. You only draft tight ends out of Iowa. You don't draft defensive ends out of Iowa. I would certainly lose my mind if they drafted him. And so then when you look at the rest of the ends, none of these guys are even projected to be first rounders. The rest of these guys after those four are pretty much mid to late second and third round guys. That's where you take your defensive end if that's what you want to do. You take your defensive end in that second round, I think you would be reaching for one of these guys in the first round.
And I think that if they're sitting there at 21, and I think if Justin Jefferson's on the board, they're going to take him. But
right.
The more mock drafts you look at, you see him start to go higher. I do think he'll go with how many teams. I went and I looked at the 20 teams that picked before the Eagles. About six or seven of them need receivers, and two of those teams have multiple picks. So I do think Justin Jefferson could be gone.
But good.
If he's sitting there at 20 – good. Yeah, I know you don't like him, but
No. I don't like him. I just don't prefer him.
You don't prefer him.
Yeah.
Well, if you're sitting there at 21, let's say those guys are gone. I mean, you can make the argument that trading back then would be the best spot because, as you mentioned, although it sounds like I like the guy at Penn State a little more than you do, I do agree he's a reach at 21. And if you can trade back to, I don't know if you want to go out of the second round because then or out of the first round because then you lose that fifth-year option on whoever you do draft.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're targeting a guy like a T. Higgins, Denzel Mims. I still think KJ Hamler would be a great pick in the first round. But then I do think you could see them trade back and try to collect picks, especially after they dealt two away to get Darius Slay.
Yeah,
I mean, listen, I think everybody would be okay if they moved back. I mean, obviously there's a love for the top three wide receivers, but if those guys aren't available and you moved back four or five spots, maybe even six spots, to pick up an extra pick in the second or third round – yeah, I don't think people would be upset about that.
Well, especially if you can collect an extra second-round pick, because to your point about the defensive ends, and I do think this is true about receiver as well, you could probably name four receivers that will go in the second round that are relatively close that I think Eagles fans will be happy with if they grab two of them. And the other thing I would say with receiver is the need is so big, especially for a big-time playmaker, someone that can, you know, explode down the field, that's a danger with the ball in his hands on these short screens that they love to run. To me, I want to take two of those guys and not try to get complimentary pieces. I'm taking two shots at an explosive player and hoping one of them hits. And if you have an extra second or an extra third, the nice thing about this receiving class is, although it's a bit top-heavy, it is deep in the way that there are a lot of speed guys late that you could try to take a chance on.
Yeah.
Elliot Shore Parks joins us 2 weeks from tonight is the draft, Elliot. And I agree with you. I think Howie could look at it and say, hey, listen, we feel like this wide receiver will be there at 53. So rather than taking him at 21, we'll trade back a little bit, get an additional draft pick, and we'll get him at 53. And then really defensive end, linebacker's been mentioned by some of the mock draft guys. Todd McShay had it in his mock draft. Daniel Jeremiah had it in his mock draft. Would you be absolutely shocked if they took a linebacker at 21?
I would be very shocked. I know Patrick Queen is a possibility there. The linebacker out of Oklahoma, Kenneth Murray, was a recent guy that was mocked to them in a mock draft. But to me, again, it comes down back to position value. The Eagles clearly, with their first-round picks, and this is how Howie has done it, they just value certain positions more than others. A first-round pick is arguably the most premium asset a team has any offseason to spend, out more than cap space, more than trade capital, anything. What you use your first-round pick on really speaks to what you value. And I just don't think they value linebackers enough to use a first-round pick on them, especially with how high they are on T.J. Edwards. He was undrafted last year, and they project him to start at this point. So I would just be very surprised if they use that first-round pick on a linebacker.
Yeah, I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked. I do believe, though, Elliot, where they could go if they don't go wide receiver, because I'm not saying your theory or on his philosophy and what they like to do is wrong. You're absolutely right on that. The track record shows that the one time they did not draft a lineman, it was the year Chip was in charge. So we know that Howie hasn't necessarily drafted a skill position guy there as of late. But cornerback is a position of need on this team. And they don't even seem to be sold on Sidney Jones as the starter. And to me, that says if you have Avante Maddox right now booked in as your starter after you just went and got Darius Slay, nah, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So if they don't go wide out, I could actually see them going cornerback in the first round. Could you see that?
I agree with the logic on that. The only counter I would make is, one, they've already invested a lot in Darius Slay.
Yep.
Yeah, in Darius
yep.
Slay. So I think that was one of their big moves. But the other one I would say is when you look at the board, like C.J. Henderson out of Florida would be a good potential spot there in terms of value and also need. Mm-hmm. But I think you could have both of these safeties on the board, Xavier McKinney and Grant Delpit out of LSU. And I think both of them, to me, are better than any defensive end prospect you would take there. Mm. And honestly, maybe better than some of the receiver prospects. I think both of those guys are going to be studs at the next level. And currently what they've done at safety, I like Jalen Mills, but you can't sell me on a plan of Jalen Mills and Will Parks replacing Malcolm Jenkins.
Yeah.
I don't think they can do it. Whereas I think Delpit and McKinney could both, now in their first year it would be tough, but I think they could both be actual long-term replacements for Malcolm, both in their versatility, but also both these guys have leadership qualities. Like when you read about them and they just seem like leaders. So I think that they would be better picks at 21 than any of the defensive ends and probably any of the corners.
Yeah, I like Delpit. Out of LSU. Yeah. I really like him. Yep.
All right, ESP. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, brother.
All right, sounds good. Yep. Talk to you guys later.
Yeah. Right, there's Elliot.
Yep. We'll see.
Yeah. Just take Mims and stop messing around.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I don't know either. I'm just telling you what I would do.
We need to get you in that front office there, Ike.
Nah. I like it. I like doing it from here.
Could you do both?
I can't get fired from here from making the wrong picks.
Right.
I can't get fired from here.
We just move on to the next
subject. I just move on.
Let's go back to the phones. We have Andy in Deptford. Andy, what's up, brother? How are you?
Yo, guys.
What up, Andy?
Andy.
What's happening? How you guys doing?
I'm good, man.
Oh, man. Hanging
in?
Yo, as far as my first crush, man, some of the heavy hitters already got taken off. Like Alyssa Milano, who's the boss? Whoa. What about, this is underrated, I think, for a lot of cats listening. What about Ashley Banks from Fresh Prince?
Ooh.
Oof. Well, what about Wendy from Wonder Years?
That's Hold on, you went thing. Ashley Banks. Hold on, I'm thinking of the wrong one.
Oh, like, yeah, you think about Hillary.
Hillary, man. Yes.
She's too goofy for me, man. She was too goofy.
Yeah, she's goofy, but she was gorgeous.
I liked Ashley more. That was more of my
alley. About Ali?
And then another sleeper, too. I was a huge Saved by the Bell fan. Everybody sweated Kelly. That was everyone's number one pick. That wasn't my number one pick, though. Mm-hmm. What was the other one? Jess Slater's girl?
Yep.
I didn't see that at the time of the show, but when I seen that movie, I see you, Slater.
Showgirls.
I see what you were seeing.
Elizabeth
but for
Berkeley,
me,
yes.
How about Lisa Turtle, man?
Yeah, Lark Voorhees, yes.
Yo, Lisa was fine. And then you knew she was dealing with that dorks, Screech. His weak game, you sweep right in there and snatch Lisa up in a heartbeat. What?
It's funny because that was kind of my thought. Like, hold on, now is she messing with Screech?
Yeah, she was. You're right. She was the cop to Screech.
Yeah.
Well,
you
know, Zach had Kelly on lock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Slater had the dorky one on lock. But come on, Lisa, prime right there.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Mm. That is awesome.
And then I saw you guys put up WIP teams. What team would you be quarantined with?
The quarantine.
Oh, yeah, what you
crew.
Got, yeah.
It was four teams. I think it's a no-brainer. You got to be team one for multiple reasons.
Multiple.
For one, you got my boy Ike Reese represent. But then for two, you don't know how long this thing's going to last. Rhea Hughes was the only female on all four of the teams. I'm just saying.
Come on, man.
Be careful.
I'm just saying.
We got to get out of here.
On that one, you leave. All right, the quarantine crew.
What's wrong with him?
A lot.
Well, yes.
The quarantine crew, we put it up there today.
No worries. It did not make it on the air.
Good. Crew number one. All right, so and you've probably seen this about 1,000 times in 1,000 different categories. So we ask you, we put four people in a crew, and we say, who would you like to be quarantined with? Crew number one is Ike Reese, Al Morgani, Joe DiCamera, or Rhea Hughes. That's a good crew. I mean, right off the bat, Al's a fun guy. Ike, you're a fun guy. Joe DiCamera, and then Rhea is a good, would be fun to hang out with.
You have anything for DiCamera? You skip past him?
Joe. No,
I'm made for breeding. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he would give you enough weirdness to have conversations. Crew number two, Angelo, John Ritchie, Glenn Macnow, and ESP, Elliot Shore Parks.
That's a good crew. ESP, Elliot, Angelo. I mean, ESP, Ritchie, Angelo, and who else?
They're third or fourth place. It's Glenn. Angelo, John Ritchie, Glenn, or Elliot.
Oh, Glenn is in there. Well, no, hey, man, you got wisdom when you got to catch a bunch of hot takes from Elliot.
Yeah, I mean,
I think Glenn would lose his mind with
that. Again, we're talking about quarantine. That would be entertaining. Glenn and Elliot would probably strangle each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's crew two. Crew number three, Meryl Reese, Sonny Hill, Keith Jones, and John Marks.
That's a good crew there.
That's a good crew.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
There would be some good sports talk in that crew, right? Meryl has stories. Sonny Hill has stories. Keith Jones has great stories.
Yeah, but they're all Wilt stories.
That's a good point.
Crew number four, Howard Erskine, Diddy, Mike
He's a loser.
Quick, and Joe Giglio.
That's my crew.
Mike Quick.
Yeah.
How did Mike Quick get in that crew?
You know, legendary WIP personality, Mike
what
Quick.
The hell?
Quick would be great. Diddy would be great, but then you have Erskine and Giglio.
I kind of like that crew, too, man.
I like all these crews, man. I like that crew. So here's what I've – Jack.
I like that crew, too.
Tell me if this is what I've seen.
Erskine and Giglio, man. That's radio gold right there, man.
Howard Erskine.
They would keep you entertained.
Yeah.
Crew number one is, including Ike and crew, is the winner so far. That's what I've seen on Twitter. Crew number three with me in it, not because of me, is also getting some love as well. So I would say crew one and crew three are certainly at the top of the leaderboard right now.
I mean, two's definitely in last. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah,
which crew is that? The Angelo crew?
It's Angelo, Richie, Glenn, and Elliot. Like, there's no last.
I did my boy Richie wrong, man. I didn't get Richie in that group.
They did him wrong.
I don't know. Richie's kind of turned into a sourpuss, too, lately, man.
Richie's very serious all the time.
Yeah, I think he would just be sitting in the corner.
Ever since I ate his sandwich by accident, he's been just furious.
Right. Yeah, like, who's going to drink beer with Glenn? There's not a beer guy there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because Angelo's not drinking.
Yeah, Angelo's not drinking.
Angelo's a wine guy.
John's eating Nutrisystem, so he can't even share a burger or something with Glenn.
Elliot feels like if he had, like, one beer, he'd be like, ow.
Yeah, yes. Elliot's drunk off
a
one.
Oh, you know he's
IPA.
A lightweight, yeah. Yes, for sure.
All right, well, you can check it out. It's WIP Sports Radio 94 WIP's Twitter page. Which crew is for you is what it says. All right, let's go back to the phones. We're talking TV crushes. And we had Nancy that was on the line. And so, Ike, we're talking about –
Yeah, don't discourage the women from calling up. We want the women to call up with their heartthrobs.
Yes, who was your heartthrob?
Who, me?
Not you.
No.
I'm speaking to the women out there. 215-592-9494.
I know the first guy I wanted to be. Who was the, like, for us, it was guys we wanted to be like, right? I was a big Dukes of Hazzard guy.
Yeah.
So I wanted to be either Bo or Luke Duke.
I wanted to be Magnum P.I.
Oh, yeah. Magnum's another one. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to tell you who I didn't want to be. That was James Evans. Boy, James Evans had it hard, man.
Yeah, and then they killed him.
Oh,
when they were about
man.
To get out.
James Evans had it. Never had a haircut, man.
Phil Drummond. I didn't want to be him.
Yeah, I didn't want to be Philip Drummond.
He was too old. 215-592-9494. So for the ladies, who was your first TV crush?
Oh, you know who I wanted to be? How did I miss out on this crush? Oh, no, I'm quit naming them. My bad, Jack.
Rerun?
What are we doing here? No, we're not a side topic show, but like, let's act like we've been there before.
Roger Thomas?
He's right. We're naming all the people, man.
There's a full board over here. They're all, I got all these great answers. You know, you guys are like, yeah, let's roll through all of them.
Yeah.
No, that's not the object.
215-592-9494.
Let's act like we've been here before.
Jack, I'm losing my screener again. Can you punch somebody up?
Oh, man.
There you go.
Hold on. Let's just grab Jason.
Jason, what's up, Jason?
A bunch of mine have already been said. Alyssa Milano, obviously. Oh. But nobody's mentioned when she was in Poison Ivy.
I've seen that.
I didn't see Poison Ivy.
Oh, yeah.
You got to see it.
She's been in a couple movies. She was also in this other movie where she bared all, I guess you could say.
Huh?
But I got two others. I got Winnie Cooper.
It's a great one.
From The Wonder Years. And then my hall pass is Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Ooh,
Jennifer,
yeah,
Love Hewitt,
Jennifer
is an,
Love
is an
Hewitt.
Excellent one.
That's an excellent choice.
My hall pass. My wife and I, we both have an agreement. We have a list of three or four people. If they ever knock on her door, there's no questions asked.
Well, who's on her door?
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's got, I don't know, a bunch of English people.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? I've never gotten into the whole hall pass thing.
Yeah, hell no.
Yeah.
You want to start today?
You don't know Renee Reese. We don't really do the whole hall pass thing. Yeah.
It can't be anybody it can't be your next-door neighbor.
Right.
So it would have to be a celebrity. It couldn't be the fella down the street.
That was Larry David. Didn't Larry David do that? Larry David. I think he did that with one of his, might have been Richard Lewis's girlfriend. He was like, yeah, Cha-Cha, that's who I would want to
Thanks,
be
Jason.
With.
Appreciate it. 215-592-94.
That was a great episode.
It was a great episode. You remember that episode?
Yeah, now you're talking about it. Yeah, now I remember it.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Sheryl David.
Me too.
I am a big fan of Sheryl David.
Me, underrated.
Yes, very underrated.
I agree with you. Underrated. 215-592-9494. Coming back, more of this. And also the Eagles
in draft.
Yeah, we
don't do hall passes.
Yeah, who does a hall pass? Like, that's such baloney. When is it actually happening? You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, like, when you meet a celebrity, like,
right.
You meet a Brad Pitt.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, if you ever meet Brad Pitt, go right ahead.
Yeah, if you meet Jennifer Aniston,
yeah,
sure.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, just not Luke down the street who mows his lawn without his shirt on.
How's your lawn mowing going, by the way?
I'm set to do it Friday or Saturday.
Sorry.
Yeah, I went to the grocery store this week.
I unloaded the groceries naked. I
actually went this morning.
Ah!
I almost got into a fight with an elderly woman.
Oh, that's awesome. We need to hear that.
Sounds like a good tease.
What's coming up next? I did. I had to go this morning because we were out of – my daughter is almost potty trained, but we still need pull-ups because she's not – you know, it's not consistent enough. So I was hoping not to ever buy diapers again, but I had to go today and buy some. And, yeah, I almost got into a fight with an elderly woman. I'll tell the story coming up next. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. Anything with the Eagles as well. We have the draft that's coming up, and you heard Elliot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.